to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we take a look at energy prices. Households in the Midlands have seen their electricity bills double from a typical €1,000 per year in 2020 to now over €2,000 a year. And despite the government giving a €600 credit, prices remain high. Dr. Paul Dean is a senior lecturer in clean energy futures in UCC and says we spent around €1 million an hour importing fossil fuels last year.
You're very reliant on fossil fuels. The cost of that reliance is the price that we all pay for our electricity bills. And it's not just electricity, it's for running our cars, for heating our homes. And again, when we look right across the economy, if we take last year, for example, now last year was a crazy year in terms of fossil fuel prices because there was the still ongoing energy crisis linked to events in Ukraine, those terrible events in Ukraine. And we talk about it, you know, we talk about it like an energy crisis, but essentially it's a fossil fuel crisis. But we were spending around €1 million every single hour in Ireland last year importing fossil fuels into our economy. If we look, again, if we take a lens and look specifically at electricity generation, for an average family last year, we were probably paying somewhere in the region of around €2,000 a year on our electricity bills. And look, I think we've all seen that. You know, many people would have dreaded the ESB bill or the electricity bill coming through the door last year. And that was a huge increase. The year before, if we take like the long-term average, if we look at, you know, the time period from 2018 up until before the war, 2021, we were probably paying, you know, as an average family around €1,000 a year. So to go from 1,000 to 2,000 in the course of a year or 18 months was a huge shock really for a lot of people. So unfortunately, there's a huge price that we pay for that reliance on imported fossil fuels in Ireland.
Dr. Dean says there is some good news as prices are falling.
As we're seeing, you know, the price of natural gas, and this is very important for us in Ireland, the price of our electricity, the price that you and I pay for electricity is predominantly determined by the price of natural gas. And I know it's very easy to get angry with the government and to point the finger at energy companies here in Ireland, but in actual fact, the price that we pay for electricity in Ireland is determined by in boardrooms, for example, in the Kremlin, for in other countries, in Saudi Arabia, for oil and things like that. So when we import most of our energy into Ireland, that means we have very little control over the price of what we pay for electricity. Now, thankfully, we are seeing, as natural gas markets readjust, we are seeing a rebalancing of markets. And that means that we're starting finally, after 18 months of crazy prices, to see natural gas prices reducing. And that means we are starting now finally again to see electricity prices reducing in Ireland. So a lot of suppliers would have recently announced during the summer and during the autumn that prices will be reducing. So what that means for a family essentially is that instead of our bills being around €2,000 a year, they're now going to reduce a little bit, not by a lot, but they'll probably reduce about somewhere between €1,600 a year and €1,700 a year. Now the outlook for the future is that it'll probably drop again coming into 2024. I would expect electricity bills to drop somewhere in the region of maybe €1,400 a year to maybe €1,500 a year. But unfortunately, we're not going to go back to the days of paying €1,000 a year for a long time. And unfortunately, that is, I suppose, the sad truth that we have to face into.
He says over the next few years, we will see more of our electricity being generated by renewable options.
Most of our electricity in the year 2033 or 2034 should come from weather-driven renewables. That's things like wind turbines onshore and offshore and solar panels. And that's really good. There's the environmental benefit, which is always very obvious. But for me, I think what is a big positive here is that it reduces the volatility of the prices that we will pay for electricity. So the next time there's a challenge in Europe or in the Middle East around fossil fuels, that we won't all be paying for that through our pockets here in Ireland, that we will have our weather-driven renewables. And that's really, really important. It's good for families because, again, it reduces the jumpiness of those electricity bills. But it's really important for businesses, you know, farmers, businesses and communities around the place, because that allows us to lock in a solid price for electricity. It makes the price of electricity forecastable. It makes it predictable. And when you remove uncertainty and when you lock in prices like that, that's very good for the bankability of businesses. And that's really good for our economy. So I would be hopeful that in 10 years' time, that the majority of our electricity in Ireland would come from weather-driven renewables such as onshore and offshore wind and solar. We have all the pieces of the puzzle here in Ireland. You know, we have the ambition, we have the companies, we've got the communities, we've got the know-how. It's really a choice for us now, all politically and socially, about whether we act on that or not.
Mary Donnelly from the Climate Change Advisory Council says there are a number of things that we can do to reduce our energy bills.
Firstly, use as little energy as you can, and whatever energy you use, make it renewable. So making the first one, using as little energy as you can, that's all about insulating your home. Now, of course, you know, the gold standard there is to do a full retrofit of your house. Not everybody can afford that. So in the interim period, I suppose there are a few very simple things that people can do that are not as expensive. First one, very obviously, is have you checked your attic? Do you have, you know, as much insulation as you can possibly fit in your attic? It's really very cheap and cost effective. It makes a huge difference to retaining heat in the house. Look at drafts. You know, have you got cracks between your door, in your door frames, or in your windows, or in your floorboards? Check that, prevent drafts, because that also is a source of losing heat. So that when you do spend money on heat, you get the benefit of it in your own house. So energy efficiency is our first one. But then when you're using energy, make it renewable. And you're quite right. It's very interesting the extent to which the Irish people are adopting solar panels on their roofs. At the moment, we're looking at approximately 1,000 homes a month putting solar panels on their roofs. And this is a great idea, because it means you can generate your own electricity, you can use it, you can store it, and or you can sell it to the grid. It means that as we go forward, electricity isn't just big power stations somewhere else. It means that electricity is yours. You can produce it, you can store it, you can use it, and you can sell it.
She says we need to have a better understanding of the energy that we are using in our homes.
A bit technical, we talk about kilowatts and megawatts and gigawatts, and people kind of, you know, glaze over what on earth does all of this mean. But basically, I suppose, understanding what the machines in our house use, you know, the washing machine, the oven, the kettle, what kind of energy it uses. And then choosing to use, particularly the ones that use a lot of electricity, try and get them to work, say, at night. Can you program your washing machine to come on when you're in bed asleep? Can you program, you know, your oven to come on at the weekend so you do batch baking and you have it for the rest of the week? Thinking about when you use electricity in your house is also important, because if everybody uses it at the same time, and in Ireland, our peak consumption is between 5 and 7 in the evening, then that puts a lot of stress on the system. But if we could spread that out a little bit, you know, put some of that effort into nighttime when we're in bed and we're not thinking about it, or earlier in the morning, or at the weekends when it's a little bit easier on the system, then it means that our grid, our energy production, and our use of electricity is more evenly spaced, and it's much better and more effective for all of us. And if you happen to have a smart meter, you can benefit financially with the tariff that you pay.
These people in the Midlands say they are trying to reduce their bills.
First of all, I turn off all lights. I use LED bulbs. I don't turn my washing machine, dishwasher or tumble dryer on until after 7.
Well, first of all, I turn off all unnecessary lights, going as we're advised, going out one room and turn off the lights, turn off the connection to the television at night, and then I use the Night Saver electricity, which starts at 11 o'clock at night until 8 in the morning, and I do dishwasher, tumble dryer, washing.
Still very high.
Well, it's still very large, but I hope it's doing what I'm hoping it's doing.
Turn everything off, and I use very little water just when I'm buying the kitchen for one person.
For more tips and information on how to reduce your energy bills, see ouristoprotect.ie. And if you would like to be in with the chance to win €250, take part in a survey about climate change. The details are on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ouristoprotect.ie for more information.